The votes in this week's midterm elections have been cast, counted, and analyzed. We've talked about all of that with various guests here on Central Time and elsewhere on the Ideas Network. But now we want to hear from you about the races, how they came out, and how you're feeling now about the future. Call in with reactions and thoughts at 800-642-1234. You are the pundit. Can we get an echo underneath that? No? Okay. We know Tony Evers will be our next governor, Josh Call will be the attorney general, and Republicans will continue to control the state legislature. Tammy Baldwin will remain U.S. Senator, Republicans will run the U.S. Senate, Democrats will have the House. Other news from Election Day, a record number of women have been elected to Congress. State voters said yes to school referenda, marijuana, and closing the dark store property tax loophole. Polls were generally on target. Turnout, more than 57%, the highest ever for a midterm election in Wisconsin. And there's talk of the year 2020. Weigh in on any of those topics or introduce one of your own at 800-642-1234. Are you happy, sad, angry, surprised, excited, nervous, or other? What do you want your elected officials to work on when the next term starts at the national or state level? What's your biggest takeaway from election night? Do you want your party in divided government in the state or the nation to negotiate, compromise, or block efforts from the other side? How do you feel about what you're hearing from state Republicans? The Assembly Leader Robin Voss saying they should impose new limits on the office of the governor during a lame duck session. Senate Leader Scott Fitzgerald saying the same now. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can email ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We've had a lot of comments on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Susie, who says, "I want them to remember the word," all caps now, "compromise." Then, "We have got to find common ground. We cannot continue to do nothing to solve big problems because two sides won't give an inch." Danny writes, "There's a lot of common ground here. Improve education, a 10% tax cut, and only fix roads that are necessary. Small potholes aren't a problem if you slow down. Spilling a drop of coffee as you go 20 miles an hour over a pothole doesn't qualify as bad roads to me." Camille writes on the Ideas Network Facebook page, "Gridlock can be a good thing. Block all tax increases. Roads can be paid for by budgeting correctly." Let's go to your calls now at 800-642-1234. Tammy starts us off in Laval. Tammy, hi.
Hi. I just like to say that we won. We did an amazing job. Wisconsinites showed up, and we had our voices heard. Unfortunately, because of our gerrymandering, we're not going to be represented the way that we should be. So that's our next priority. I really think that we've got a lot to do, and it shows how scared they are of us, considering our GOP legislator are already trying to knock Tony Evers out at the knees and take away the executive powers that we've granted our governor. It's just ridiculous. And you know what, Wisconsinites, we're not going to give up. We're good at this. So thank you for taking my call, and you guys have a great day. Fight on.
Tammy, thanks for calling at 800-642-1234, getting your Election Day reactions and what you want to see next in Wisconsin government and U.S. government. Jim is with us now in New Franken. Jim, hello.
Hello.
What's your read on all this, Jim?
Oh, I love, normally I don't follow the midterm elections that much, but the defeat of Scott Walker, I think, is great and fairly ironic, losing to a school superintendent official. I think that's pretty funny.
All right, Jim, thanks a lot for that call. We are bringing you on now to talk about what happened on Election Day at the state or national levels and what you want to see next. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you see as priorities for Governor Evers and the state legislature? Do you want them to work together? Do you think they can work together? Already some rough patches here with proposals to limit the power of the next governor over the term of a lame duck session. At the national level, we've already seen big news post-election day with the dismissal of Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the appointment of an acting attorney general, and open questions about what happens to the Mueller probe with that going on. And what do you want to see from Democrats in the House? Do you want to see them investigate the president or work with Republicans in the Senate? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Back to your comments from Facebook. Eric wrote us, gerrymandering. I've given up on saying gerrymandering, even though it's probably right. It's just confusing, I guess. Gerrymandering in Wisconsin means we have an entrenched minority rule. The representation is nowhere near proportional. The views of the Republican legislators are not representative of the people in Wisconsin. And on that topic, James writes, at least we now have a Dem in the governor's match. And for the 2020 redistricting, at least James says we can undo some of the damage done in 2010 and get some districts that are actually fair. Let's go now back to our callers. Matt is with us in Madison. Matt, hi.
Hi.
What do you want to bring up, Matt?
I was curious, would it be possible if for the state Senate to strip powers from Tony Evers, possibly with the new redistricting coming up?
Oh, so limit his say on redistricting in particular?
Yes.
All right, Matt, thanks for the call. As always, I will put an asterisk after any answer I give, because what do I know? But as it's been explained to me, the new legislative maps are a bill that the legislature has to pass. Then the governor would have the option of vetoing. The line item veto, I believe, is a constitutional guarantee, so that is something that couldn't change that quickly. So I think, and others might correct me, but I think it would be hard to limit the governor's authority as part of the redistricting process. Thanks for that call, Matt, at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Jill in Twin Lakes. Jill, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to talk about, Jill?
I was calling to comment on the midterms. I know that I think everyone wants both sides to work together, and I'm hoping that the Mueller probe ends, because all of the investigations that are going on it's just wasting taxpayer money. I'm hoping that they can do the people's work instead of positioning themselves for power. I'm hoping that we can come together as a country and work together.
Jill, thanks a lot for calling in. We'll go now to Matt in Marquette County. Matt, hi.
Hello.
What issue did you want to bring up after the midterm elections?
I just wanted to say I'm in Marquette County, and we had a referendum in regards to medicinal marijuana, and I think that would be something very beneficial to not only individuals that genuinely need it, but I also know recreationally it was on a referendum throughout the state, and tax-wise, revenue-wise, I think it would be very beneficial to the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, Matt, different counties and cities had different referenda. Some were medicinal in particular. Some were recreational. I believe they all were, people voted in favor of them by fairly large margins. Would you support not just medicinal, but full-on recreational marijuana legalization?
Yeah, I would. I think there's some hurdles across to get there, but definitely feel like the tax revenue would be much needed, much used in Wisconsin for sure.
All right, Matt, thanks a lot for calling in at 800-642-1234. You are our pundit today. You can weigh in on what you think was important, noteworthy, exciting, sad about the election results in Wisconsin or nationally, and your thoughts and hopes for the future in state government and federal government. 800-642-1234 is the number. Nick is with us now in Judah. Nick, hello. What issue is on your mind?
Hey, I like to think about this gerrymandering issue. This is something that can't go on forever. We need to take a look at a nonpartisan commission like they use in the state of Iowa, so you have a fair appropriation of how the districts are made. Just having one party go off and do this is just crazy. You can't be doing this forever.
All right, Nick, thanks a lot for that call. That's on a lot of people's minds since the elections. Back to your calls now. Jeff is with us in Superior. Jeff, hi.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. This is a good roundtable. I really want our state parks to be fully funded. You know, when you go to a state park in the spring and the picnic tables aren't painted and, you know, the walkways aren't paved and the signage is old and falling apart, we really need to fund our state parks. So I hope our new governor believes that our state parks are important to, you know, for tourists and stuff. The other issue I wanted to mention for the city of Superior is we need that Better City Superior initiative passed, which would add a tax to local, you know, hotels and motels and rental cars and things like that. So we could raise a fund to do economic development in Superior. Oftentimes, the legislature neglects northern Wisconsin. Ashland has experienced a thriving economy and a community. Superior needs that desperately right now, and I hope the legislature and governor know that.
Yeah, Jeff, I've heard over the years from people in your neck of the woods and also in western parts of the state that they feel neglected by state government, as you were just saying, and by media around the state as well. They feel like, you know, that remote, they're not paid attention to by the southeastern Wisconsin media. Are you feeling that?
Well, thank you for asking that. I wrote a letter years ago to Quick Trip inviting them to come up to this community 10 years ago. And they've since invested $75 million in our area, which helps us feel connected with the rest of Wisconsin. Culver's is here. So if business development relocate up here, if there are Wisconsin businesses, Lacrosse Boots, you know, Kimberly-Clark or Kohler Plumbing Fixtures, if they were to locate a factory up in Superior, we would feel more connected to the rest of the state. And, you know, we're not just Packer fans. We're also consumers, too, and that's one way to build a connection.
Jeff, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts. We are asking for your reactions to Tuesday's midterms and your thoughts on what comes next in Wisconsin and nationwide. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What were you focusing on coming into Election Day, and did it come out the way you wanted it to? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. More of your calls coming up here on Central Time. We continue our discussion on this week's midterm elections. No guests this time, just you, your thoughts, opinions, and observations. You can call in at 800-642-1234 with your reaction to state or national elections on Tuesday and what you hope comes next with divided government coming up in Wisconsin and Washington, D.C. Back to your calls now. Brian is on the line in La Crosse. Brian, what's on your mind?
Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. I think that this past election is an example of just people in general getting fed up with not only the gridlock, but quite frankly, the Republican behavior, not only on the national level, but on the state level. I would say over the last 20, 25 years of I've been observing it, as demographics and opinions have changed throughout the country, Republicans continue to find themselves in with, you know, quite frankly, I think minority views. But they've done a really good job of finding ways to maintain power and winning elections. And I know this may be a pretty radical statement, but I've said it many times to friends of mine. I don't think that Republicans in general really care about democracy, democratic principles, or compromise. What they care about is maintaining power and winning. And I think that the statements by Robin Voss and Fitzgerald 2 days after the election of a new Democratic governor is just another example of that. I am hopeful, and I do hope that we can move forward. But I really truly believe that Republican leaders need to change their approach.
Brian, thanks for calling in at 800-642-1234. We'll go now to Myron in Milwaukee. Myron, hello.
Hello there. I kind of agree with that, but I think we have to blame the Democrats and the Republicans both. Making a whole career, life career, and making a big wage off the government, it's not what you do for the country anymore. It's what, you know, it's the opposite of what Kennedy had preached. What I'm saying is I think there should be a limit of 4 years, no more than 8 years, for every person that's in Congress or any politician, because it becomes a big pocket making for the rich themselves. And that, as a layman, I feel this is my foot on it. Thank you very much.
Myron, thanks a lot for the call. Myron wants to see term limits for people in Congress and elsewhere, it sounds like. We're inviting you to be the pundit looking at the results of Tuesday's elections, what you think of them, what you hope comes next in Wisconsin and around the country at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls. Cindy is with us in Waukesha County. Cindy, hi.
Hi.
Which issue did you want to bring up, Cindy?
Well, I do want to make a one-time statement and then go on to my issue. I think that both parties have had each other's party in power, and the party that is not reflected during the current time is in power is usually not happy with that because that's not the one they voted for. And considering we have had both Republican and Democratic party in power switching back and forth, I think that to a degree we need to be aware that that's going to happen, and patience and voting is the way to handle that. Now, my original topic was on the recent referendum that was for had for Waukesha County, which was on medicinal marijuana use. I personally have never recreational use of drugs, but I am a nurse and I work with hospice patients. And for me, my view is a little different in that I'm looking at this as we've reached a point where we realize there are medical benefits to this, and to handle things appropriately and legally is the way for this to be handled. Although I have also reached a point from viewing other states that there are people who use recreational marijuana, and the only person who seems to be making money from that are criminals. So if it's going to be continuing, at least if we were to regulate it in some way, and
I gotcha, Cindy. I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on both those issues. We want to invite other callers at 800-642-1234. Also, a lot of comments on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We heard from Susan, who says her hopes for Governor Evers, she says nothing will get passed if he doesn't move more towards center and become friendlier to business. Great schools won't bring families here if there are no jobs. Back to your calls. Aaron is with us in Buffalo County. Aaron, hello.
Hi there. Thanks for having this discussion today. And I just wanted to bring up, you know, I'm grateful that we have a new governor that will be at the helm. However, I think it's really important for Wisconsinites at this time to really consider moving away from this two-party system that we have. We've imposed it upon ourselves. We are more than that, Wisconsin. It just continually drives the divisive nature of our political discourse. If you saw, there are tons of independent and third-party candidates on the ballot. And what we have to do is ensure that pay-to-play, money in politics, corporate money driving politics, is no longer allowed. Because honestly, I couldn't believe how many mailers I got in the mail every day, how many ads I saw on Google by the main two parties, but literally nothing from independent and third-party candidates, even though, from my perspective, the independent and third-party candidates had a message that was more for the people rather than corporations. And while I do realize business is important to attract to Wisconsin, at what cost are we forgetting to attract equitable business?
Aaron, thanks a lot for sharing your thoughts. We'll go next to Irene in Phillips. Irene, hi.
Hi there. Three quick things. Number one, Michigan voters banned the GOP gerrymandering by creating an independent redistricting commission. I'm all for that in Wisconsin. And number two, I hope the Mueller commission is allowed to continue until the end. And number three, I don't like the way the legislature is welcoming the new governor by cutting his powers during the lame duck session. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Irene. We're taking your calls and reactions to Tuesday's election results and the road ahead. Time for another couple callers. Bob is with us in Lake Namakagan. Bob, hi.
Hi, Lake Nabagaman. What does Tony Evers know about northern Wisconsin? Has he ever even been up here? The roads, I mean, the zoo interchange in Milwaukee is $1 billion. And what do we get up here? It's about time things change. And I don't think he's the right one.
All right, Bob, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Meg in Marquette County. Meg, hi.
Hi. I'm calling. I just wanted to say that my love for the environment really directed my voting this time. And as a person who works for the state, I'd like to see our governor-elect, when he comes in, remove the restriction that we currently have where we're not allowed to talk about global warming. I jokingly refer to it as the words we're not allowed to speak, and so I'd like to see that lifted.
All right. Thanks, Meg. Time for one more call. Bill is with us in Greenville. Bill, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to see Wisconsin impose a maximum amount of money that either party can spend on advertising on their political campaigns. I think it makes it more fair unilaterally and also knocks down the nauseating amount of ads that we get bombarded with. And the other thing I would say on a national level, I think that ABC, CNN shouldn't be allowed to call the election until all polling is closed across the United States, because I do think it has an influence on voters, specifically in the West Coast. So that's what I have to say on a national level.
Bill, thanks for your call, and thanks to everybody for calling in with your thoughts on Tuesday's midterm elections. You can continue the discussion, keep sharing your thoughts over on the Ideas Network Facebook page. And if you want more election results and analysis, head on over to wisconsinvote.org. Coming up tomorrow here on Central Time, we'll find out what the dismissal of Attorney General Jeff Sessions could mean for the ongoing Mueller investigation and how Democratic control of the U.S. House starting next year might shake things up. Plus on Food Friday, advice and recipes for firing up the slow cooker, soups, stews, and more. Yum! That's coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.